The sun is hardly up over the buildings in downtown Providence, and the temperature is already more than 80 degrees. Despite the early hour, Chris Curtin is already out, as he is every weekday looking for the city's homeless residents.
We see people who will just be sunburned every single day, just beat red.
Curtin works for Crossroads Rhode Island, the largest homeless shelter in the state.
They don't really have anywhere to go or to get out of the sun, especially when they're panhandling, so they kind of have to risk their health to get some other needs met.
It's Curtin's job to check on the homeless. On hot days like this one, he tries to convince them that getting out of the heat is more important than panhandling for small change. Across Kennedy Plaza, Curtin sees a familiar face. He walks over and finds Norman Thweet sitting in the shade. Thweet opens up about his experience living on the street.
It's hard. There's not too many places on hot days we can go and get shade or cool off. It's harder to find stuff to drink like water that you need during the day.
Thweet is a recovering alcoholic. He recently found a job, but still hasn't managed to find stable housing.
A lot of businesses don't want us around, so you try to go in there to get shade or cool air for a minute, and they throw you right out because you're homeless. And they act like every homeless person's a bad person. Some of the nicest people I ever met in my life are homeless. Some of the most loyal people I ever met are homeless.
The stigma has not stopped Thweet from hoping. He's saving up money for the down payment on a new apartment. One morning soon, if all goes well, he'll have a place to live and find some relief from the beating sun. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Kyle Schaffel.